Hi, and welcome to the first episode of Help My Website Sucks podcast. I'm Amy Gumbrell, a freelance web designer, and I'm excited to get started. I absolutely love working with websites, but I love talking about them even more. So I'm really chuffed you're here, and hopefully you'll stick around and listen to future episodes. Please do feel free to share, make sure you hit follow, and more importantly, come and say hi on social media. I'm at @2cowsweb. I'd like to share some of my own experiences as a web designer and some of the common questions and issues that pop up again and again. This episode is all about why you need a website. So let's get stuck in. Now, there are some things in life that you can simply count upon, such as getting a stinky cold day one of your holidays, or waiting in for a delivery all day only to hear that doorbell ring when you've sat down with a lovely cup of tea. Much is the same in my world of web design. I always get asked the same questions, and one of them is, why do I actually need a website, Amy? Well, there are many reasons, and I could simply list them all here, but you don't have all day to listen, and I certainly don't expect you to. So instead, I've broken them down and have come up with my top three reasons. And so, in no particular order, here they are. So let's get the obvious reason out of the way first. My top reason, particularly if you're a business, for why you need a website is so you can sell your products or services. This may be in the form of an online shop, selling physical products, or selling tickets or courses. If you're a service-based business, you may want to give information about your services, show off your portfolio of recent work, or simply offer a way for people to contact you and access your service. In fact, over the course of the, I'm not going to talk about it, pandemic, the benefits of having a website as a way of generating business became more and more apparent. For many who usually delivered their service or sold their products in person, face to face, in real life, they simply couldn't do that anymore. And it was a bit of a sink or swim situation. Having a website really helped them to continue trading. As you can access websites at any time of the day from anywhere in the world, having a website can not only facilitate sales, but potentially increase them. This is made even more attractive if you set your website up with search engines in mind. Now, if you're anything like me, I love to research new brands using search engines such as Google. And I type in the service or product that I'm interested in buying, and voila, pages and pages and pages of options. So you might type in mechanics in my local area, or diaries, or new office chair, for example. You're not specifically looking for a business, but if you've got a website selling those services and products, and you've adjusted the content and fine-tuned it using SEO tactics, search engine optimization, we'll talk about that another time, you will actively be attracting new customers with your website, and customers that you hadn't anticipated necessarily in the beginning when you started thinking about why you need a website. So I think that brings me nicely to the second of my top three reasons, and it's a big one, control. So a few weeks ago, we had the big social media crash of the year, and suddenly businesses were scrabbling to understand what they could do to retrieve customer information that they'd tucked away in their social media accounts. Now, sadly, many businesses came to realize that they could do absolutely nothing, nada, until Facebook had fixed the issue. Of course, this is the case if a website goes down, but there are ways you can safeguard your website so that if there are any issues, you can actually do something about it on your own terms and you're not waiting for Facebook to sort it. Now, that does sort of link in with the fact that you don't own social media. You don't get to decide how your content is seen by your potential customers. You don't get to decide how they find or search for you. But if you have a website, you can show your content to whomever you like and whenever you like. Social media uses algorithms to decide who should see your business and when and for how long within each person's personal feed. Now, by feed, I'm talking about that constantly updating list of stories, such as status updates or new photos or links from people and so on and so forth. The goal of that social media platform is to keep you scrolling through that feed so that they can insert more ads. And that what they'll do is they'll keep refreshing that feed for you, refreshing that content. So you just keep scrolling down every time you log in, thinking, oh, I haven't seen this, I haven't seen that. And then that social media will plonk in some more ads. This means that your carefully designed post all about your new product may not actually get the attention it deserves if the algorithm decides to show the post to a small number of people. Yeah, sadly, you are most definitely not in control with social media. Now, before I go on, I will add a little disclaimer here. I don't actually hate social media per se. I don't think I've even used that word. I do find that for me, social media is a great way to connect with your audience, but it certainly should not replace your website. I see a website as the home of your business, the headquarters, if you like. And what social media does is it behaves like a fancy sandwich board, pointing people in the right direction. There's a thought in your head, isn't there? So to finish off this short and sweet rundown of why I think you need a website, I want to focus on credibility. Now, whenever you buy something, you want to know that the product is going to do what it says it's going to do. But how do you prove this? Honestly, it's tricky convincing people that you are legit. People need reassurance that if they can't physically see your business in front of them, that there is some other way of finding out that you're real. If they can't find you online, they may question if you actually exist. I mean, sadly, it's just like that. And it's the way it happens to be these days. To be honest, I'm always relieved when I find a business has a website, as it shows that they've invested time and energy into it. Of course, there are lots of websites that don't work or show that that particular business may have neglected their website. But this is not the place to name or shame, so I won't. I'll talk about why keeping your website up to date is essential to your business credibility another time. Do you know what? I did tell you I love talking about websites. And of course, if you and your competitors both have websites, how on earth are you going to stand out? Well, easy. Every website will be unique. By putting your logo on the homepage, using your branding colours throughout the site, and ensuring that all the content and images match your services and values, you are going to give yourself the best chance of a great first impression. So that's my top three reasons for why you need a website. We've got sales, control, and credibility. Are there any I've failed to mention? Follow me on social media at @2cowsweb and let me know. Thanks for listening. Please press follow on your podcast app so you won't miss the next episode. Bye for now. For more information, visit 2cowsweb.co.uk/podcast. Help My Website Sucks is a vibrant sound media production. I think I've done it.